Megan Royston. I'm a principal at Adamson Associates. So typically, executive architects are more technical in a way. We are architects ourselves, so we care passionately about the design. So we do try to get involved in the design quite early on so that we understand more the design architect's vision. So the design architect is going to come up with your concept. It's going to agree with planners and with the clients exactly what their brief is, exactly what the building wants to do. And part of what we do is try to assist in not just code compliance, but actually trying to make the building more efficient if we can. So we examine the cores, we start working with the mechanical and structural engineers to see really how does the core work. We look at basements, plant rooms, all of those kind of things. If we can, if we're brought on early enough, that's what we will start to do. And then later on, we will start working with the contractor on really developing the construction set of documentation. So we will do all the tender documentation, construction documentation, and we see the works out on site. So we try to create reality out of the design architect's vision. So we really are passionate about trying to make that the best result it can be. We do have, I think it is much more common, especially when I think of our New York and Toronto offices, it is a much more common concept of this executive architect, design architect relationship. And we have found, though, that in the last 10 years in London, it has become a lot more, there have been a lot more developers wanting to pursue this. Initially, gosh, about 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, you walked into a company, a developer's office here, and there would be, well, what? Why would we want an executive architect? We have an architect that can do full service. But what it does allow is if you have a foreign architect that might not be familiar with the codes and the delivery standards of in the UK, so we've often been brought onto projects where we have a foreign architect, or if there's a smaller practice that doesn't have the capacity to do the work, but they can then do a much larger or much more complicated building because they have a support of an executive architect. So I do think there's huge value in it.